You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. Our associate pastor is Father Steve Gira. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Mind, body, spiritual, physical, sacred, profane, heaven, earth, God, Caesar. These are words that we would label opposites. We label them opposites because, by and large, we Westerners have been trained to see it that way. It's as though through our education someone has given us a lens to our camera and we put it on, and this is how we see the world. We see these as opposites. In other words, as things or persons, elements that cannot be together in the same place. They are polarized, like positive and negative. They can't be together. And this view affects so much of our life, doesn't it? We become a polarizing people, seeing it this way or that, sort of either or only. But are all these and so many other kind of dichotomies we might name, are they really separate? Or is this all an illusion that's been sort of perpetrated upon us? Given us to see this way? What if we looked through a different lens at everything around us? Or in the words of a title of a book, everything belongs. What a different lens that is. Well, I think Jesus, not being, by the way, a Westerner, but a Middle Easterner, he was a person who saw things through a different lens. And I suggest that as we hear the reading today in this gospel, when at the end he says, give to God what belongs to God, what is he asking of us? I would suggest that he might indeed be asking us to see that everything belongs because everything is God. What belongs to God? Do you? Your kids? Your world? Everything around? Any person? Every person? What does not belong to God? Everything belongs to God. And if God has created all, if all comes from God's created hand, of which we hear in the book of Genesis, God saw everything was good, then it's true to say, in the words of a Jesuit from the last century, Chardin, who wrote, nothing is profane. Nothing is profane for those who know how to see, who see through a different lens. And apparently this is God's way of seeing that comes out of the Scriptures. Look at the first reading and what God does. God calls Cyrus. Says, Cyrus, you're going to be with me. Cyrus is a pagan. Cyrus is not a Jewish king. Cyrus is a pagan. Unholy,
as far as the Jews would be concerned, in fact, an enemy. And God doesn't say, well, because you're not a Jew, because you're a pagan, I am not going to engage with you. I'm not going to call you. Instead, God says, you are my anointed one, my chosen one, the one I am calling for a specific mission and purpose to set my people free again. And Cyrus doesn't even know it, but God has called him. And does this not continue throughout in the life and ministry of Jesus as we see Jesus? He didn't seem to care, did he, that the centurion who begged him to heal his servant belonged to Rome, the enemy of the Jews. He didn't say, well, you're a centurion, I can't engage with you. He didn't seem to care that the Pharisee Nicodemus came to him at night secretively to ask him questions and engage in a conversation. He didn't send him away and say, you're a bunch of those Pharisees that are out to get me. Sit down, let's have a conversation. He didn't seem to care that the woman he met at the well in Samaria, a Samaritan who the Jews thought were ostracized from God, he didn't seem to care that he was talking to a Samaritan and a woman, which was even worse. He didn't seem to care that the person before him was a leper, a prostitute, or whoever. Jesus said, you are welcome. Jesus, I think, wants us to see the world as one. God's one holy world. All of God's creation belongs. All of God's creation is holy. And our challenge here is to see how everything fits together, how everything should belong and be a part. It means we are called to be involved and participate and be invested in this world that is around us, all of it, in our political discourse that is engaging us in these present days, in the conversation about issues and values and the common good. We are to contribute to that public discourse because we have something to share, something to offer, a vision and a set of values to bring to the conversation. For Jesus was willing to reach out to any and to all that were around him and engage with them. That is the kind of dialogue that we too are invited to share. And not just with those who obviously think the same way we do. That's the easy part, isn't it? To have a conversation with the person you know shares your views. But Jesus said once, it's not the healthy that need doctors, it's the sick people. We must engage with all. We must reach out to all, even those who bring a different point of view. For if we are to bring our values to bear on the common good, will it be through just some sort of dictates that tell people this is what you must do? Or instead, is it not a matter of engaging in the conversation that enables us to use the value and the truth of our persuasion to call them to something else? And true, for us as well to hear in the dialogue the call to that common good. For we are all really one. We all belong to each other. Was this not really the fundamental picture Jesus drew when he described the last judgment, that everyone belongs? That last judgment in which he identified himself with every person. The hungry, the thirsty, the sick, the lonely. Whether that person be prince or pauper, whether that person is somehow saint, sinner, relative, or stranger, whatsoever you do for me. Everyone belongs, for he is in everyone. C.S. Lewis wrote that when we die and finally see God, this is what he says we will not say. Lord, I could never have guessed how beautiful you are. We will not say that. Rather, we will say, so, it was you all along. Everyone I ever loved, it was you. Everyone who ever loved me, it was you. Everything decent or fine that ever happened to me, everything that made me reach out and try to be better, it was you all along.